The Elder Leopold Foundation manages the Leopold Farm and the shack where Elder Leopold gathered ideas for his famous writings, including a Sand County Almanac. But the foundation and the Leopold family have been seeking to make repairs at the shack, digitize the Leopold archives, set up an endowment, and put up an educational facility called the Legacy Center near the site where Leopold died in 1948. Foundation Executive Director Buddy Huffaker says all but $1 million of the group's $7.7 million fundraising goal has been raised. Huffaker says the money has come from all over the country and shows people are connecting with Leopold's ideas about a land ethic that promotes conservation and preservation.
One thing that people have said to us is that, you know, if we could really get at this issue, it would be a way to address the root cause of so many symptoms that we see today in terms of water pollution and air pollution and soil erosion, climate change, and perhaps we need to step back and think a little bit more broadly and critically about the fundamental reasons we're seeing these symptoms.
Huffaker says it's legitimate to question putting up a building while talking about land conservation.
But he wrote to many audiences, the building community, engineering community, and I think the challenge in front of us is to just live up to his ideals of trying to live on a piece of land without spoiling it, was his phrase in one essay that he wrote.
The Legacy Center will be a so-called green building with solar power, rain gardens, and used lumber that was harvested sustainably. The foundation hopes the center becomes the first Wisconsin building to earn the highest level rating from the U.S. Green Building Council. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.